arguably one of the most important archetypal energies to work with is Mercury. Isn't that interesting? Like Mercury, Hermes, the mind, communication. But think about this. How often are we using the mind? Most of us live in societies that are very intellectual based. They're very like throat up based. I know a lot of the places that I associate in, you know, that are outside of rewilding, it's not like someone's asking me for my heart wisdom very often. They're not asking me for my gut wisdom or my EQ, even my emotional intelligence. They're asking me for my IQ. They want to be met via the intellect. That's where a lot of our societies are asking us to meet each other, to express ourselves, to connect, to share our needs with each other, to create things together. It's through communication, and communication in the form of words, of language. Think about this. This is Hermes. I mean, I'm not going to work every day and we're communicating like via touch, you know? Like, let me express my ideas and my solutions in touch. Like, we're doing it through words. So we don't think about it. We don't even think about how much we lean into this archetypal energy. It's almost like it's so in our face. It's so present. We're working with it so often that we don't even ever take a step back and go, wow, I work with Hermes or Mercury in myself. It's a part of self, right? I work with Hermes or Mercury in myself constantly, all day long. Now, what if, here's the part where arguably one of the most important archetypal energies to work with, what if there was a way that you could communicate more clearly? What if there was a way that you could express yourself, a deeper, truer part of self? What if there was a way that you could be seen in a more, I'm going to use the word vulnerable, but vulnerable as in true, honest, you kind of a way, right? What if there was a way that you could express yourself more clearly? We'll just say it like this, so that you can get what you want. That's part of Mercury. That's part of Hermes' gift is the ability to meet another mind, right? To meet another person, like he's the meeting point. He's the meeting point. And it's like let my energetics meet your energetics. Now, what if working with Mercury, working with Hermes, it allowed you to bring a deeper, truer energetic through communication? Huh, right? Like you start to be able to tap into, we all talk about like intuition. I want to hear my intuition more, or I want to live from a more soulful, more meaningful, more purpose-filled place, or I want to create more love in my life. Okay, well, what if the part of manifesting that or creating that in our lives out here is linked to Mercury's, Hermes, that part of self, capacity to translate the heart's desires? This is amazing. Feel that. Feel that in yourself. Suddenly, you have the capacity to even comprehend your heart's desires, because most of us don't really know what would make our hearts feel full. We don't know. We don't know. We haven't been taught it. And that's part of Mercury's job. He's messenger of the gods. He's messenger of the other wisdom centers. He's messenger. He's literally the link point. He's literally what brings your intuition, like gut feels. Let's just say intuition, gut feels is held in the gut. He's literally the energy within yourself. He's the aspect within yourself, the part of self that can bring the gut feel translated into something that is comprehensible so that we can act on it, so that we can speak to it, we can talk to it, we can act on it. This is stunning. So maybe it's not that you have to work on your intuition. Maybe your intuition is always operating. Maybe it's not that you have to work on your heart expressing its desires. Maybe it's that Mercury, working in the aspect of Mercury and opening up to more of this and awakening to more of this, right? And more of your Mercury coming online and your Mercury cleaning out. Because sometimes our Mercuries are taught to only operate at like 5% capacity, and there's another 95% capacity to Mercury. Like your own Mercury, your own Hermes, there's another 95%. All these gifts, all this, we can call it magic, right? All of these capacities that just haven't come online yet. So his capacity to just go like, and to literally come up and tell you, this is what will make you feel love. This is what you need to create in your life to feel the love that you're longing to feel, to feel the connection you're longing to feel the purpose you're longing to feel. This is it. This is it. He's the one who delivers the message of here's what your purpose is. He's a messenger of the gods. He literally delivers your soul purpose. He delivers your heart's longings, your heart's deepest desires. He delivers your gut intuition and about a billion other things. Right? Those are just three. There's at least like 1,000 more. You know, those of us who connect into guides, or we connect into, you know, our angelic realms or spirit guides, or, you know, like the other, the unseen realm. That's Mercury too. That's Mercury too. And it's like opening up these different lines of communication. Mercury's a networker, so he wants to create this amazing network for you, right? This amazing network for you so that you can tap into much more wisdom than you're currently tapping into, much more wisdom than's just on the surface, right? He's like, okay, cool. This is, you know, 1% of what's happening. But let me help you to see the other 99% of what's happening with this situation. So let's say you're trying to make a decision. I know when I'm trying to make the best decision I possibly can, I want many inputs. I want to be, and that's part of what Mercury gives us the capacity to do, is to take in more inputs, so that I can paint a bigger picture. It's like that old thing of, you know, when you are looking at an elephant, but you don't know you're looking at an elephant, all you can see is the foot because you're so close to it, right? And the only input that you have is this gray foot. Like, you're like, what? I don't even know what this is. It's just gray. It's tough. There's like a little bit of hair on it. I don't know. But what Mercury does is he goes, okay, that's a foot. And then he brings another channel of like, there's another leg, and then there's another leg, and there's another leg. Go, oh, wow. Now, instead of just seeing a gray, you know, rough skinned little bit of hair thing, I see there's four legs. Oh, I see there's this big body. Oh, I see there's this trunk. Oh, I see there's these tusks and these ears and this tail. Oh my gosh, I can see that it's an elephant. Think about that in your life. It's literally what he does. It's literally what he does. He gives you the fuller picture. So now I can go, wow, I don't have to be scared. You know, I can even see the elephant's face and he looks kind. You know, like, wow, this is a loving, gentle, kind elephant. So now my decision around it could be like, wow, I can connect with this elephant. I don't know. Instead of being here and going like, oh my God, I'm terrified. I don't know what this is. I can't see it. Do you feel, and now think about your life. Think about like any situation in your life. When we're too close to it and we're not seeing the bigger picture, maybe we're feeling fear in a way that we don't have to feel fear. Maybe we're having a hard time making a decision in a way that we don't have to have a hard time with it. Maybe we're seeing something as really challenging, but it's actually not. It's part of what Mercury gives us, part of it. I want to talk a little bit also about not just what he gives us in terms of the inputs and the fuller picture, but what he gives us as the capacity for the output. So anyone who has ever struggled, I know I've struggled with this, despite the fact that my life has a lot to do with communicating like this, but I know I've struggled with this, is finding my voice, is speaking my truth, finding my voice. That's a big part of what Mercury brings online for us to the next degree. Some of it is not just finding our voice, it's how do we express ourselves in the world. So for some of us, we express ourselves in art. Some of us, we express ourselves in touch, like touching our families. Some of us, we express ourselves in cooking. I lived with this most glorious woman for a little while, and she literally expressed her love through cooking. And you could see, like you could see this expression of self coming through, right? So this is part of what Mercury Hermes helps to come online is authentic, genuine expressions of self. And it doesn't just have to be talking because it has to do with the mind. It also has to do with the mind, right? So the mind, anything that the mind is involved in, and think about what the mind is involved in. Everything, right? Everything. Everything is linked to everything. Everything is linked to everything. So even if I'm cooking, right? I'm cooking and I'm offering these gifts of love to my family, my mind is still a part of it. So really and truly, Mercury also allows us to channel our love, channel our art, channel our creativity, channel the light that wants to radiate through us. So some of us are really radiant beings. Some of us are, I mean, we're all really radiant beings. All of us are really radiant beings. But it's like some of us, we really feel called to serve in some way. Like, let me love. Like, I feel like I'm not expressing my love fully. I feel like I'm not expressing my light fully. Anything where we feel like we're not expressing ourselves fully and there's any kind of pain around that, Mercury. Work with Mercury, work with Hermes, right? It's about self-expression. So if anyone's feeling like I'm blocked up in self-expression, my creativity is blocked up, Mercury and Hermes is really powerful for this. Anyone who feels like I'm never heard, right? I can't communicate clearly. I can't express myself clearly beyond just talking. Like talking is a big part of it. Or I can't comprehend what's coming in very clearly. Everything gets really jumbled up. Perfect place to work is Mercury Hermes territory. Wow. And then there's another aspect of him. We'll kind of wrap up our conversation on Mercury with this. There's this real mystical aspect to him, like real high voltage mystical aspect of him where he is in support of your soul's highest journey. This is what Mercury retrogrades are actually about. Isn't that cool? That's what they're actually about. So when he gets into trickster mode, that's another aspect of Mercury. Trickster mode is when he's in retrograde. Trickster mode, what he's doing, he's going backwards in the sky astrologically. That's how it appears to us. He's not actually doing it, but that's how it appears to us. And the energetics of that is that he's going into our inner world. He's going into your underworld, your inner world, your unconscious, your subconscious, your shadow territory. He's going into the hidden parts of you. But he's doing it because he's a psychopomp, spiritual teacher, right? Guide for the soul. He's a guide for the soul. This is high level Mercury now, right? This is higher vibrational voltage Mercury, messenger of the soul. So what he's doing is he's going into the hidden, going into the underworld, and he's looking, how can I bring these words? He's bringing up that which we are ready to see, that which we are ready to integrate or to heal or to reclaim or to release from the unconscious, right? All those things, like sometimes there's gifts to be remembered. Sometimes there's old karmic baggage to be let go of. He's a part of that process in Mercury retrogrades. And he's doing that so that he can support your evolution, your soul's path forward. It's pretty good. You might never look at a Mercury retrograde the same. You might not be like, wow, just my computer's on the fritz. No, it's actually he puts the computer on the fritz because you're not getting the message. He's trying to get the message to you. You know, the flight, you missed the flight, the thing got delayed. He's trying to get the message to you. He's maneuvering, he's trickstering, right? He's trickstering and he has this capacity during Mercury retrograde to move the physical world in a different way. right? And he can really move through this archetypal. It's just energy. It's energy out in the world. It's sacred energy. But it touches the physical in a different way when he's Mercury retrograde. So he can really easily move into like electronic wiring, into communication, into ways like people talk, into the mind. He just gets into like all of these patterns, and he can trickster things, right? Like missing the flight, email got lost, can't sign the document. And it's a really powerful time to revise, review, revisit, reimagine, rethink things, right? It's right? So that's one of the greatest gifts. And so you can work with Mercury, and we'll do this in the journey. You work with Mercury so that he is spiritual teacher. He's messenger of the soul, messenger of the soul. Yeah. Like that's the high level of Mercury. So it's not just, Mercury is communication. He is way more than that. He's a psychopomp. He's a spiritual teacher, and he's always holding your soul's path in its highest good, right? He's always in alignment with your highest self, your true self, your highest self, your true self, and your soul's path forward. We just need to tap into him to create a deeper, more intimate relationship with him, to get him instead of operating, in 5% of his capacities. I mean, even going from 5% to 20% of him operating in his capacities is going to change our lives. All right. Enjoy this journey.